much, Ryan, and how much did that affect the emotion of the team in the first half, do you think?
Yeah, it's tough. Anytime anybody goes down, you know, it's a scary, sad, emotions are running like crazy. And so, you know, one of our leaders, a guy that's calls the defense and things like that, it's a scary situation. So thoughts and prayers to him and his family, Perfect and his family. I mean, anyone that gets hurt, you have to feel for their families at home, not knowing what's going on, feel for the player. And so we just, you know, ask everyone to pray for everybody involved.
Ben, at halftime, how did that settle you down? What I know you don't want to reveal what was said, but right. How did that help?
I think halftime, just we came in here and it felt like there was no panic, you know. We got 3 points at the end of the half, which was nice, but we kind of came in and just said, hey, we didn't play well in the first half. Let's go play better and see what happens. So that's what I'm most proud about this group, is that we are resilient. We fight all the way to the end of the game, literally. And so just really happy about all that.
After all the speculation all week about AB, he comes out and he has a typical AB kind of night.
Right. Never a doubt, right? Yeah, I mean, that's AB. Special football player, and made a lot of great plays for us. His touchdown catch after getting hit really hard, just pretty special. And I know he'll probably be the first, and he's already told me that he wished he would have made even more plays out there. But to go out there and play through the injury, a guy that's so good with his feet to have a toe issue. So just happy to have him out there, obviously. But a lot of guys stepped up tonight and made plays, knowing kind of that AB was dealing with that.
Then can you talk about another away game in Steeler Nation turning out in full force for you guys again?
Once again, what's new? That's Steeler Nation. We love them. We've got the best fans in the world. And, you know, we didn't give them much to cheer about early, but I know they're out there waving the towels at the end, and I know they're happy about that.
Then you're the eighth quarterback in NFL history to reach 50,000 passing yards. Does that mean anything to you? Or?
Well, it's humbling. It means more when you win. It wouldn't have been the same if you don't win, but I think it means I've played for a long time. It means that I've been blessed. The Lord has blessed me with some amazing abilities that not many people can say they have. And he's also blessed me with some amazing teammates. Not just receivers, tight ends, running backs, but linemen. Because I know that those guys get a lot of the credit, but none of it happens without the guys up front. So just so thankful for all the people I've been blessed to play with.
Ben, one of your veteran teammates said when Ryan went down, it was the first time he felt scared playing football. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I've been doing this a long time. I've been carted off the field before. I think for me, it was more just the question, not knowing what's going on. That was kind of my biggest thing. Everyone obviously has their own sentiment and thoughts and whatever. So this is a very violent football. Is a very violent sport. Excuse me. And you know, it's like I said, the biggest thing and best thing we can do is pray.
I think you were saw him on TV, you were praying right before the kick. Was that in part for Ryan?
No, a little bit of everything, I'm sure, anytime you pray. But at that point, it was just thanking the Lord for the opportunity, for the situation that he put us in. Not praying for a make, just saying thank you. Thank you for the blessings.
Anything else for the 50,000 yard quarterback? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.